Hello, everyone. Hashtag 60 days. Here I am. I wanted to tell you guys about a busy week because I think that that's one of the things that I get asked about a lot when it comes to like maintaining my weight, losing weight, and things like that. I think very often what we do is, I think this is just important for all of you to understand. I have come to grips with when I see things like I have a busy week, I know how to add on to the end of the sentence, and these are the things that are non-negotiable. I have a busy week, and that means I need to make sure that I plan the things that are important to me first. I think what a lot of you do is you're still in the stage of I'm busy, and that means I can't do the things I want to do. I have really learned not to do that, not to make the excuses. So this week in particular happens to be one of my busier weeks when it comes. It's probably one of the most busy weeks I'll have outside of camp weekends. Like when we have camp in October, the week of camp until y'all's asses go home or shut down the virtual Zoom rooms, Corinne's going crazy the entire time. So what I do, though, is I make sure that I'm super intentional about it. So like this week, I even went into my team members, and I told them, I said, look, guys, we're not going to use work, we're not going to use our life, and we're not using anything as an excuse to not be a no BS woman. And that's kind of the talk that I tell myself. Like, I don't want to use my job as an excuse to not show up for myself, especially when I'm in a job that I feel very blessed to even have. I don't like using my life as an excuse to not take care of myself. So what that means is that if I already know I'm starting to feel a little bit of overwhelm, a little bit of anxiety, worrying about what I'm going to be doing that week, I know that that is a cue for me to get out my plan, calendar in things, and start showing my brain where and when I'm going to do things. Because without it, I'm just left to like, I hope tomorrow I work out. I hope I stay on my plan. Y'all know how I feel about hope. I don't take hopium, and neither should you. So what I did this week is the very first thing I did was I made sure that I set my clock to wake up 30 minutes earlier. And I also told Chris, here's the time I want to be asleep every single night. So I'm going to bed a little earlier to make sure that I'm still getting 7 hours of sleep. But my day has to start early. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but my day has to start extra early these days because now that I have these luscious tape-in extensions, this hair takes a while to get ready. When it was short, I could literally jump in the shower 20 minutes before a call, get dressed, blow my hair dry, put on my makeup, sit down, and be ready to Zoom, like in 20 minutes flat. It's not like that anymore. It takes me about a good 45 to 50 minutes now just to get ready because I have to be very particular about this hair. Like, there's dry shampooing. I have to, like, let me just show y'all. So if you look, if you've never had tape-in extensions, they're, like, literally taped in. Well, because they're taped in, you have to dry the roots. Well, I work out pretty hard, which means that I got to stand there with my hair dryer blowing my roots out so that my tape-ins don't fall out. Nothing like sweat to ruin your extensions. So I decided to get up a little bit early. I went ahead and told myself each day, this day you're going to go to the gym, this day you're going to be at home, like based upon when I needed to go live for all of you. And then I made sure that I told myself, and when you go to the gym, you're going to do this, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do this. This way I know what I'm supposed to be doing. The other thing that I did is I made sure to stock the house with water, stock the house with good foods. The last thing that anybody needs on a busy week is a lot of food decisions to be making. So I made my food decisions a week ahead this time. A lot of times, like, I mean, I send Aunt JJ my list of foods and I do that, but one of the things I did differently this time is I sent her everything. I was like, I want this for breakfast. I didn't want to leave it up to chance. A lot of times I don't have Aunt JJ make me breakfasts because I have time to either make me some Kodiak pancakes. I can run and go get a shake. I can like cook me some eggs and stuff if I want to. I don't have that luxury this week. Everything starts early this week. So I told Aunt JJ, I want this for breakfast. I want this for lunch. I want this for dinner. I made sure that all my foods are in there. I made sure Logan had plenty. I even like was working with Aunt JJ on Logan, a lot of times in the middle of the week, runs out of food and then he wants to go out to eat and he wants to do these things. I will not be able to do that this week. So I want you to cook him extra. I just thought through all the obstacles of this week. I also went ahead and told Chris, I don't care if I beg, plead, and cry to go have some wine, to blow off one night. Let's just go out and relax. We deserve it. It's a hard no. I already know that on Saturday night, I did tell him we can either go out Friday night or we can go out Saturday night. We will call an audible. And the reason why I didn't dial it in is only because I have been trying to get in and get. So I get this facial called a Dermablade. Y'all, my hair, now that I'm in my 40s, grows like a Wolverine on my face. So I have to go get dermaplaned to get some of that shit under control. Otherwise, Corinne's going to look like I could be in a Wolverine movie. So I didn't know, was I going to be able to get dermaplaned on Saturday? If I'm going to be able to get dermaplaned on Saturday, I don't want to have to come home and put makeup on a fresh dermaplaned face. I won't want to go out on Saturday. So I'm like getting all that scheduled. But what the thing is that when I think about a busy week, I think about it as first thing you need to do is figure out your shit. Figure out how you're going to take care of yourself. Figure out what's the easiest ways to get your water. What's the easiest ways for you to get your sleep. Go ahead and set your clock. What time do you need to be waking up? I just think it through. It literally took me 30 minutes to figure out my week in a way that was going to work with a tight schedule. That's how we do busy. It is okay to have a busy life. What's not okay is to use a busy life as an excuse to not do you. That is never okay. A busy life just requires you to get a calendar out and be more intentional about how you plan shit. Because if you don't do that part, then it's super easy to sit around and tell yourself all the time, I ain't got time for this, I ain't got time for that, blah, blah, blah. We don't realize how much time we might be wasting in our life, how much time we might be just sitting back, rubbing our temples, thinking we don't have enough time. I just don't want to live a life like that. So this week, it's a lot of fruits and vegetables. This is the saddest looking leftovers, but I'll show you my lunch for leftovers. So this is this Greek little salad bowl that I've been eating. It's the bottom of it's cauliflower rice. Then it's some mixed greens on top, like baby spring mix. There's feta cheese, sliced cucumbers, pickled onions, grilled chicken, sliced cherry tomatoes. And I believe that's everything that's in it. And then, oh, there's a few olives in there. And then it's a dressing that came with the recipe. I don't highly recommend the dressing. So what I've been doing is just putting a little ranch dressing on it. It is delicious. It is so good. And then at night, we are eating, me and Logan are actually having the same thing. It's very rare that me and Logan eat the same things, but he actually loved Mama's dinner. So we're having all of it this week. It is two fried eggs on top of some baked sweet potatoes with underneath that is a bed of chickpeas. And there's some Indian spices in it and stuff. It's really good. I believe there's feta cheese on that too, if I'm not mistaken. I'll try to find the recipe and I'll post in the comments of this video. I'll post the recipe for that. I can post the recipe for this one too over here. And then I also had Aunt JJ make me up a really big salad. So y'all know how I love my big ass salad that has broccoli slaw. It has radishes, celery, onions, cucumber, cherry tomatoes. And then it has bacon, hard-boiled eggs, chickpeas, and cheese on it. And so I make a big ass salad every single night. It's my favorite thing. And then I take those dried, crunchy chickpeas. I sprinkle those on top of the salad because it reminds me of a crouton. I just love chickpeas. If you don't know, almost everything I eat has chickpeas in it. I have loved them since I was a little girl. I used to call them those little round ball balls on the salad bar. That's all I called them that forever. I was a teenager before I quit calling them little round ball balls. So I eat that with watermelon. I ate this today. I didn't need anything else. And then a lot of times I will eat my sweet potato thing. I'll eat it with watermelon. I just love watermelon. This is the best time of year to get it. I'm all down with eating like 2-3 servings of watermelon every single day because it is that good. So that's how I do busy. I just don't get caught up in believing that I'm too busy to do things. I'm always thinking, if I'm busy, it means I'm going to be an expert planner. If I'm busy, it means I'm going to make sure I get on my own calendar. I'm very intentional about how I think about it. All right, that's hashtag 60 days. I just wanted to keep y'all up to date. I lifted shoulders this morning. I did 20 minutes of easy cardio because I'm talking a lot this week. I'm doing a lot this week, so I don't want to wear myself out in my cardio. I lifted back and chest. What is today, Wednesday? I lifted back and chest on Monday. I went out for a run yesterday because the weather in Nashville is gorgeous. We're in the 80s with almost no humidity. I mean, I literally stepped outside and it felt crisp. I was like, what is happening? It is August. And so today I did a big shoulder workout. Like, this is what I love about me. I'm doing the shoulder workout. Now I'm pressing heavier than the guy next to me. I was doing 4 sets of 12, of 25s, and the poor little guy next to me, he wasn't actually a little guy, but there was a guy next to me doing 20s. I was like, welcome to the big leagues, brother. So, and then I did 5 minutes on the Stairmaster on the step mill, and then I did 15 minutes of just easy elliptical and listening to a podcast. Tomorrow will be leg day. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yes, tomorrow will be leg day. And then on Friday or Saturday, I'll do arms. I don't know which one, but I'll probably do legs and then do cardio on Friday and arms on Saturday. I believe that's what my calendar says. I don't have it in front of me, but I've got things planned this week so that I can just like show up and know where to go. And am I working out at home or am I working out at the gym? Those kinds of things. So just make sure that you're just intentional about how you spend your time. You can't ever get your time back. Once you spend it, that shit's gone. So don't spend your whole life wishing and hoping and being at the effect of everything. Like all of us, find the tiny moments that you can put you back into your life, even when you have a little. I remember when Logan was like, you know, real little. I mean, I lost the majority of my weight when he was a toddler, when he was at his height of learning new things and going through stages and stuff. And then I started my business, built my business in the middle of him going to ABA therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. I was running him all over town all the time, plus building a business, plus keeping my weight off. There's just never a right time to do all of this. There's the time you make for you and the and how you decide to spend your time. Just be intentional about it. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, no BS.